In my father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? John 14:2-5. When we come together, we come to give praise to the one true God, Jehovah, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we come together, we come to give thanksgiving for his faithfulness, his mercy, his compassion, his justice, and the love he shows us and the hope that he gives to us. And when we come together, it is to share what he is doing in our lives, and we come to learn more about him, to seek him, and come to know him more. And when we come together, we come to pray for and with one another. And we come to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for a world enveloped in darkness. We come together to remember, to change, to lift up and encourage one another. We come because we love the Lord our God, and we love our neighbor. Praise God for sending his Son Jesus, who is the Father's Christ and the Savior, to this world. Praise him for the work on the cross, for the stone rolled away, and for the veil torn that allows us to have a personal, intimate relationship with the Creator of all that is, was, and is to come. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come, melt us, mold us, fill us, and use us. Have you ever? Of course you have. You've been lost. You've been somewhere that you were not sure where you were or of the direction that you should be taking to get where you wanted to go. You didn't know the way. You found yourself asking someone for directions, and sometimes you were fortunate to find someone who would say, "Follow me, I'm going that way." And other times they would give you directions and send you on your way. And occasionally someone would say, "I'm not from the area. I don't know the way." What would happen if there were no one to help you? What would happen if the people you encountered walked past you, ignored your question, misguided you? After all, the wrong directions may not have been intentional, but they were wrong nonetheless. Or maybe they didn't know the way themselves. We have all encountered situations like these. People often these days are weary of strangers, or they're too busy to talk, and often with people traveling to work from all parts of an area, they may not know where it is that you want to go, or have never even heard of it. It is not only directions to get somewhere that we speak of many ways. There are many ways to figure out math, ways to medically help someone through an illness, ways to invest your money, ways to raise your children. We all have different ways we spend our time, ways of determining our priorities. In many ways, though, you and I are alike, and in many ways we are so very different. But there is only one way to life as it was intended to be. There is only one way to heaven, and there is only one way to God. And that one way is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus answered Thomas, and he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. And from now on you do know him and have seen him." John 14:6-7. The Gospels tell the story of the birth of Jesus. They tell about the miracles he did, of how he opened the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf, of how he made the lame to walk and helped heal the leper. They tell of casting out demons and of many parables, stories related to the culture of the day, ways that made people seek out the meanings and seek out the answers to everyday life and all that it brought to the table. As Jesus prays for his disciples, he prays for those yet to be born. He prays for you and I. "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. And my prayer is not for them alone. I pray for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." John 17:17-21. The Gospels will tell of his arrest, of his trial, of the beatings and finally the crucifixion and his death. And at the sixth hour came darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. John 15:33, 37, and 38. And they tell of the rejoicing of his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Mark 16:4-7. They proclaim resurrection, and that he appears at different times then, so that testimony about his resurrection may be given. Jesus appears to the disciples, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." And after the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Mark 16:15-16 and 19. Jesus is the way to God. Through the shedding of his blood, Hebrews 10:9-10, and then he said, I have come to do your will. And he sets aside the first to establish the second, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He's the way to heaven. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. He's the way to peace. Paul reminds us in Romans 5:1-2, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He is the way to joy. John writes in his letter to us, to the believers in Christ Jesus, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. 1 John 1:3-4. John ends his second letter with verse 12, which says, I have much to write you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit with you and to talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the story of reconciliation. From the beginning of the Word of God until it closes with the final chapter of Revelation, the story is about Jesus. From creation until the second coming of Christ, everything in this world has or will have happened to bring about the glory of the Father through the Son. And there are many out there who will tell you they don't know the way to where you are seeking to go. And there are many out there who are false teachers and claim to be prophets, who are more than willing to lead you, but to whom they truly do not know the way themselves. Are you, as a follower of Christ, a Christian? Are you one by name? Or do you know the way? And when you are asked directions, do you walk beside someone and help them find the way? Or give them directions and send them on their way? And when was the last time that you shared God's story in your life? And when was the last time you, as John did, looked forward to being face to face with someone and telling them Christ's story? And when was the last time that you sat and shed tears for someone who has yet to know the way to know Jesus? There is only one way to life, to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ. Do not fear man. Do not fear rejection. Do not fear persecution. For Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14. Take his story into the world that others may find him, that they may come to know and find the way. Go into the world, he tells us, make disciples, find the lost, clothe them, feed them, and show them the way. Show them the way.